the courtyard. Although the courtyard is a peaceful place today, try to imagine what you would see and hear in its heyday. A noisy and busy place, with important people on horseback visiting the baron, traders delivering goods, servants calling to one another in their work, and animals making a lot of noise. In this area were the kitchens, a bakehouse, brewery, and dairy. There was also a small chapel and a deep well. The courtyard may have been cobbled, but it was more likely to have been bare earth and very muddy when it rained. Completely enclosing the courtyard is the curtain wall that is 2 meters thick in places. It was built by different groups of workmen, and there are visible changes in the layers where the sections meet. On the top was the rampart walkway that connected all the towers and buildings and gave a 360-degree view of the surrounding area. Hunting was a noble pastime for a baron and his guests. There were extensive deer and game parks to the east of Castle Hill, where the housing estate is, and also west of Kendal near Cunswick. There are no records of a garden, but typically a fashionable 15th century garden would have included paths, forming patterns, lawns, fruit trees, vegetables, flowers, and herbs, which were used for cooking and medical use. Fragments of a decorative Dutch majolica vase were found at the site of the castle chapel near the well. It might have been used on the altar. A medieval horse spur was also found in the castle. Perhaps it belonged to someone visiting the baron. You can visit Kendal Museum to discover more about the castle, the people who live there, and the history of the town.